Hey everyone. So, not that long ago, I recorded my first time with a vibrator ever and shared it with you guys, and it was really fun. However, I broke that vibrator. So, I went and bought another one. And then that one broke pretty quickly too. So, as you can see, after many, many years of not owning a vibrator, I have become slightly addicted to them. And so now I've got this third vibrator, which is apparently the strongest in its weight class. It's the strongest miniature vibrator, allegedly. And it apparently has really like crazy longevity too. People say that they've had them for years and years, which is insane to me after having two that lasted me like a week each. So, yeah, I'm really excited to try it out with you guys today. Full disclosure, I have used it once, and the very lowest setting made me come in like 5 minutes. It's extremely strong, so I will say that it probably is the smallest. Or the strongest small vibrator. Yeah, so I thought that to protect myself from coming too fast, I would keep my leggings on just for a little while. And I mean, I wouldn't even be able to make it through all the settings. Probably, if it was like directly against my clit. So I'm scared, I'm nervous, but this thing is great and really cute. And yeah, I say, like, let's just dive right on in, right? I guess. So yeah, setting number one. It's like already jumping out of my hand. You can probably hear it. Yeah, even through my leggings, I could probably come in like 10 minutes. This is supposed to be the. Gosh, losing my train of thought. I think that's what vibrators are for, to make you stop thinking, right? This is supposed to be the weakest setting, and it's like trying to move out of my hand. Like, it's so strong. Like I said, I haven't tried the other settings, but I'm very, very nervous. I think I'm gonna move up to the next one kind of soon because through my leggings, this feels like pretty teasing. But I want to make this last with you guys. Oh, fuck yes, right there. So perfect. Oh God, fuck. Oh God, fuck. with my knees up like this and my leggings on, it's kind of like pushing. Oh, it's like pushing my clit forward right up against the vibrator and making it really, really intense. Yeah, I already really want to come. Okay, I have to move it up, you guys. I'm sorry. I want this to last, I swear. Okay, that is. It's like literally turning in my hand. Like it's. This is like medium. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh wow, that's really good. Oh, it's like torture, but it's like good torture. It's so strong that like I kind of just want to set it right below or right above my clit because it's like a little bit too strong for like right against it. Oh, and if I just laid across on my pussy, so like so that it vibrates above and below my clit, that's like perfect. Okay, I could do this forever. Kind of just makes me want to rub it all over so that I don't stay on my clit for too long. I just rub it a little bit with the tip of the vibrator, so good. I'm so fucking bad. You guys, there are 6 more modes. Like, how am I gonna survive? Okay, we're gonna go to high. This is terrifying. It's spinning in my hand like a top, like a dreidel. Oh my god. I'm scared. I'm like hesitating to like touch it at all. Oh my god, I'm just touching the tip of it to my clit just a little bit. Oh my god. I don't even want to put any pressure, like, at all. Oh god, I'm fucking squirting. Fuck. Ah. have to take a break. Okay, I'm just gonna like tap my clit with it. Okay, if I move it around really fast, it's better. It's not like so concentrated. Oh my god. Oh, the initial shock. I'm a little embarrassed. Oh, fuck yes. Rubbing it back and forth really fast is so good. Okay, this is like the fourth mode, which I guess is like you've had like low, medium, high, and now this is like crazy. I don't know. Good, like right above my clit. It's so strong. Okay, I can't last this long. Like, I'm not gonna be able to last. Okay, this mode is like, this is like the teaser mode that vibrators seem to have, that like gives you random vibrations. I think my clit's been through enough. I don't think she needs to be tortured. But I'll torture myself for you guys. Usually react very well to torture, but only when someone else is torturing me, not when I'm doing it to myself. Okay, I'm moving on. I can't do it. Then what is this? Like, we've gone like low, medium, high. Oh, this is, I get it. This starts at low and then goes to medium and then goes to high. But I feel like we've had low, medium, high, and then there was another one. Or maybe I did medium twice. Did I do medium twice? But it was stronger the next time? I don't know. I didn't read the box. I just kind of got right to it, you know? So this starts off really, really soft. And then goes up to like medium. I would call this probably more of a tease actually than the last one. Yeah, this would drive me crazy. Like, if I was being fucked with this against me on this setting, like, that would drive me fucking insane. It's not too intense. It starts off really soft and then goes to like medium, I think. But it's kind of like being in a sports car. That's like the intensity level. It's not that intense, but it just makes you want to push against it. Ooh, I really want to use this with a dildo inside me, like, so bad. Maybe I'll do that next. I think for the next setting, I'm gonna take my leggings off, if that's okay with you guys. My panties are so fucking wet. So now I'm just using it on the outside of my panties. And I mean, it's better, of course, but it's also like so much worse in a way. Okay, the next setting is like the stereotypical like jackhammer setting. I usually hate this type of setting, but it's actually not too bad. Because it's just really strong. I think we're at the point where the vibrator's kind of heating up a bit, which I love. I hope I don't break it. Really, really, really hope it doesn't break on me. Okay, this one's truly gonna drive me crazy. I keep saying that, but this time I really mean it. Okay, I have to go to the next one. I can't do it. Yeah, this is like the cha-cha setting. Is that the cha-cha? One, two, one, two, three. Is that cha-cha? Yeah, this is the cha-cha setting. Mm. I think this is the last sitting. Because I lost count, and I think I did one twice. I don't know. Vibrators make you not think, you know? At least for me, vibrators make me stupid. I've called myself a stupid whore like countless times, but if I have a vibrator, I truly fucking mean it. I just can't think. Okay, I don't know what number I'm on. What's next? Okay, next is off, so now we're back to low. This is torture. Now that I've felt everything, I'm like, what's the point of this? No, it's still nice, and it feels really good, like pushing my wet panties into my clit really hard. Oh, and the vibrator's so hot. The tip isn't that hot, but if I press the side against my panties, it just makes all my juices all warm. Now, when should I take my panties off? I think I should take my panties off maybe when I'm done with the next setting. And that way I can like put high. I can put it on high right against my clit. What do you think? Is that a good idea? After only ever using it on low, I should just skip medium and go right to high, right? Okay, now medium, which hopefully I don't accidentally do twice, which I'm pretty sure I did. Fuck. Oh god. Oh fuck. Fuck. I'm sorry, my chair is so squeaky. Can come. Oh my god. I don't want to, but I don't want to come yet. Oh, it's so hard. Okay, I have to take my panties off. Oh, I can't do it anymore. I'm just gonna take a break from the vibrator and play with my pussy just a little, just play with my juices. I'm too scared to even like touch it. I'm just gonna like touch around my clit to start. Okay, this is like, it's so warm. I really just want to put it inside. Oh my god, it feels so good in my pussy. Oh my god. Because it's like hot. Like, it's really, really hot. Like when you put a glass dildo in the microwave or like under hot water. But like, it stays hotter longer, I feel like. And it's so strong that if I angle it the right way in my pussy, it feels like it's in my ass. Oh, fuck. Okay, I think I'm ready to put it against my clit, I think. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh god. I can't do it. Oh god. I had to stop. Okay, I got this. I'm good. Oh god, it made me squirt. Fuck. Oh, this makes me squirt so much. Oh my god. Oh, did we say this was medium? Oh my god, I can't believe this is medium. Okay. I'm just gonna put it inside again. I think I can put it on my clit and be kind of okay. Okay. Oh, my pussy's so like creamy. Okay. 3, 2, and then I'm gonna put it back directly on my clit on 1. Okay, I'm gonna come. I won't be able to stop it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't last just a little bit longer. Oh my god. I'm sorry, I'm gonna come. Okay, wait. I can do this. I want to put it on high. Oh my god, fuck. Okay, it's on high. And it's gonna go directly on my clit because I'm a crazy person. In 3, 2, 1. Dropping it is a total rookie mistake. I'm sorry. I know it was probably really loud. Okay. Oh, full disclosure, I've never fucking come like that before. The room is spinning. Thank you so much for experiencing that with me. Because I think I would have been too scared to do it alone. Oh god, my clit does not even want to be touched at all. Okay, now I'm just like playing with my pussy juice and my nipples, and I'm just like in happy little whore mode. So I'm gonna end it there. Thank you. Bye bye.